Maybe now we'll get the Dark Masters.
That's it! Oh, I forgot my line!
Take 10.
That's... Oh, oh.
Take 21.
That's... Oh, yeah.
Cut.
These gross sounds are brought to you by Princess Calbreath.
Welcome to RFC Special Digimon Edition Broadcast. Oh, wait a minute. I just got an email from Brian. He says, no Digimon allowed. Okay, on with the show. This week on Radio Free Cybertron, news from Cybertron, with our new stand-in anchor, Crystal. Also, the computer reviews, God Magnus. The winners of last week's trivia contests are announced. Silverbolt Maniac returns to talk to us some more. And, at the end of the show, we will broadcast something completely unrelated to Transformers. And now, here's Crystal, with news from Cybertron.
Take 3.
Oh man, Ty, you're a totally great guy. Thanks a lot. What's my line?
Greetings, trans fans. This is Crystal, your Cybertron news anchor. This week was the big debate between Galvatron and Optimus Prime. When the question was asked about what the candidates planned to do about television violence, Galvatron declared that he'd make more violent programming available to young children. If he is to raise an army of ruthless warriors, they must be desensitized. When Galvatron was informed that the question was about reducing the amount of TV violence, Galvatron said, "Why would you want to reduce the violence your children see?" The Decepticon leader then incinerated the reporter with his big gun. After the presidential debate in St. Louis, Galvatron was overheard referring to candidates Al Gore and George W. Bush as human germs. While neither Bush nor Gore had official responses, Barbara Bush, George Bush's mother, publicly accused Galvatron of being a big purple bully and warned him to leave her little boy alone. This is Crystal for Radio Free Cybertron.
Hey there, Crystal. You're pretty cute. How's about you go out with me tonight?
Get lost, jerk off.
I'm okay.
Take 2.
Ow!
Take 3.
This time I meant to do that.
Hello out there. This is the computer. I am here to review God Magnus. God Magnus is the Ultra Magnus of car robots. Not only are their names similar, but both are car haulers and both are roughly the same color. God Magnus has a 3-in-1 weapon, including 2 plastic missiles. He also has some nifty sounding voice and sound effects. In truck mode, God Magnus is an excellent toy. He is one of the best car robot toys out there in terms of vehicle mode. In truck mode, God Magnus is a white cab with a great trailer with hints of blue and red. The grill of God Magnus wraps around the front and to the sides of the cab. The grill has a metallic gold Cybertron or Autobot symbol on the front, which really stands out. The windows of the cab are a clear blue plastic, which allows light to pass through them. The trailer of this toy has 2 different levels to it. The top level is meant to hold 2 of the Car Brothers, and the bottom half holds the remaining Car Brother. The Super Car Brothers look great with God Magnus. The cannon can be mounted on either the front or the back of the cab. In robot mode, God Magnus stands slightly taller than Super Fire Convoy. His eyes have the same metallic gold paint that the grill had in truck mode. God Magnus's arms are a little loose, but they do stay in place when posed. God Magnus's legs are also wobbly. His legs are a bit long, but this does not detract from the actual toy. God Magnus tends to be a little top-heavy, and he wants to fall backwards. My God Magnus did not stand without the gun in one of his hands, or both. put Super Fire Convoy and God Magmus together and you get God Fire Convoy. Actually, the only part of Super Fire Convoy that is used is Fire Convoy himself. The remaining parts of Super Fire Convoy are not needed. God Magmus makes up the rest of God Fire Convoy. God Fire Convoy is one badass looking toy. This is definitely a great toy to display. Note, my toy did not stand up without the gun, but John DeLuna said he got his Godfire Convoy to stand up without it. Anyway, now let's talk about Super Godfire Convoy. This is not an official mode, but the armor of Super Fire Convoy can be put on Godfire Convoy to make him appear more intimidating. My thoughts, this is one great addition to any trans fan's toy line. Even if you don't like his long legs, buy him for his truck mode alone. It is great. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give this toy an 8. It is a great toy, but the issues of balancing the toy bring it down. Did it live up to the hype? Not in my opinion, but it still is a good toy for any trans fan out there. This is the computer for Radio Free Cybertron, and I love Digimon. I have one of my own. His name is Kumpyamon, and he can digivolve into it.
Hey, listen, Kombucha. Oh boy.
Cut. Take 21.
Hey, listen, Kabu. I can do this.
Cut. Take 45.
Hey, listen, Kabushup. Kabu Baba Daba. Can we just call him Bob?
Here are the winners of last week's trivia. Blue Streak 7. Nightwind. Samurai824@AOL.com. Hangstercron. Arvarktron. CR Walker. Rodimus Prime, Riptor 782, and last and certainly the least, Chris McFeely. You all have shown that you have nothing better to do with your time than watch Transformers all day. Maybe you should try watching more Digimon.
Hey Digimon, hey Digimon, monster friends to the boys and girls. Hey Digimon, hey Digimon, champions of the digital world. Hey Digimon, hey Digimon, ultimate friends to the boys and girls. Hey Digimon, hey Digimon, champions of the digital world.
Seven young kids go to camp for the summer, wind up living in a digital land, where everybody gets to meet his own Digimonster, a digital companion, a digital friend. A Digimon in training will digivolve to rookie, a digivolve to champion and ultimate too. Are gonna save the digital world for me, are gonna save the digital world for you.
Hey Digimon, hey Digimon, monster friends to the boys and girls. Hey Digimon, hey Digimon, champions of the digital world. Hey Digimon, hey Digimon, ultimate friends to the boys and girls. Hey Digimon, hey Digimon, champions of the digital world.
Action!
But if I fail, who will save you or me?
Cut. Take two.
But if I fail, who will save you or me?
Cut! Sora, what's going on?
He's got something hanging from his nose.
I know I should have stayed in bed this morning.
2005.
I have summoned you here for a purpose.
2005.
Transformers.
Silverbolt Maniac here, and this is the TFC update. After 2 weeks of absence, I'm finally back, and it's about time. I accidentally crushed my microphone 2 weeks ago under the weight of my chair. Bad luck, of course. I had to buy another one. A better one, I must say, too. Anyway, I'm back, and I'll try to return to the weekly segment. Now, what do I have to say? Season 2 is almost over. Legacy Part 1 was published 2 weeks late. It was up this week. It was released on last Sunday. Now, you might be wondering what else is there. Well, we do intend to update some Season 1 episodes to 3D Max. Episode 1 is in the works right now, as you hear this. I hope you do hear this. And will be published soon. Don't ask me when. We hope you like the upgrade, and it will also be a good opportunity to relive the TFC experience, if there's any of that. If there were any at all. Contests! Yes, people, we have two contests. The first one is a Transmill 2 Sornar figure, and the other contest gives you the possibility of winning a Beast Machines T-Rex. Now, the first contest doesn't seem to work well, because currently there are only two participants, and we might cancel it if it's not more popular by the end of this month. All in the... As for the T-Rex contest, we have a lot of participants, and they keep coming. The T-Rex contest ends November 15. And to finalize this update, you can now download your TFC episodes on Transformers Extreme. That's Transformers Extreme at www.tfxtreme.com. I must thank TFX for doing this, since it will help TFC and add a new feature to TFX at the same time. Not miss the last episode of Season 2 this week, on Wednesday. And, well, this is all for me. This is Volpania for Radio Free Cyberpunk.
Behold my power! Okay, where's my power?
Take two.
Behold my power! Come on, people, work with me.
Take three.
Behold my power. Okay, who turned off the power?
Okay, everyone, it's time to
Cut. Take 11.
Okay, everyone, it's time to digivolve.
The word is digivolve, not digivolve.
I can get diggy with it.
Cut.
And now, for something completely unrelated to Transformers. Sort of.
I'm heading off on a digital trip, and that's what I plan to do.
Could somebody help me up, please?